Hey, everybody, welcome to The Checkout, a podcast you can subscribe to on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, always hosted on our homepage at checkoutjazz.org, produced at WBGO 88.3 FM in Newark. I'm Simon Rettner. What you're listening to right now is the Spanish composer and pianist by the name of Marta Sanchez, and she brings her quintet into our performance studio. The pianist from Madrid is known for her innovative use of counterpoint and rhythm, as displayed on her new recording El Rayo de Luz, which translates as Beams of Light. Her so-called beams, musical ideas, are deployed by a duo saxophone frontline featuring Roman Filiu on alto and Chris Cheek on tenor. And with these winding, snaky lines featured by these two reedmen, she still finds a place for her own piano improvisations. All of this mesmerizing counterpoint by these three voices are then buoyed by rhythmic cells without actually defined time signatures, woven together to give this hurtling sense of momentum. And as you'll hear, her music is just hypnotic and grooving with a kind of second-line urgency, and that's why we're going to celebrate her today. Stay with us in the next hour as we feature the original voice, the composer, Marta Sanchez, in her WBGO performance studio. She performs with her quintet, celebrating her new release, El Rayo de Luz, at Birdland in New York City, Thursday, December 5th. Thanks for checking in. Marta Sanchez, writing daring improvised music for kind of a traditional jazz format, but it almost sounds like it should be presented in a concert hall. You've built an impressive catalog of recordings on the Spanish label Fresh Sound New Talent, the last being Danza Impasible. You are, in fact, Spanish yourself and moved to New York about 8 years ago to study at New York University. It gives us great pleasure here on The Checkout to welcome you and your band in our studio.
Thank you.
Welcome. And that would be Chris Cheek on tenor saxophone, Roman Filiu on alto saxophone, Daniel Dore from Tel Aviv, and Rick Rosado on bass. Marta Sanchez, the composer, pianist, take it away.
Thank you.
Can you visualize the water falling? Cascadas is the name of that original composition by Marta Sanchez, written for her quintet. From everything that I read about you, you've come in first place in all of these jazz competitions from all over the world. You've been received all of these fellowships and grants for your original compositions. You've even made the top 10 list when Ben Ratliff used to write for the New York Times, and being noted also in the Jazz Journalist Association for your work. But who are you, Marta Sanchez? I don't think we know as a public who you are and where you come from. Yeah. So please tell us about yourself.
Yeah. Well, I was born in Madrid. I studied the conservatory, classical music, and then I switched to jazz. I started studying privately in Madrid because there wasn't a school, an official school in Madrid. Still, there is not. And then I was traveling to Barcelona and trying to study with musicians that I like. And then I came to New York. And I don't feel it that way. I think I just, like, won a couple of competitions in Spain when we were starting. You know, there weren't that many bands also. And I was lucky enough that Bendra lived like my music. And I think that probably influenced a lot of other journalists, you know, because people respect his opinion a lot.
What did your parents do? How did music come into your life?
My parents are not—they are no musicians, and I don't really remember. My mom said that I asked her to play piano. I don't even remember. My uncle plays a little bit. My cousin used to play a little bit, but there wasn't really much music in my family. My mom said that I was the one asking for it, even though I don't remember.
And how old were you?
I was 7 when I started playing piano. Yeah.
What's this next piece of music you're going to share with us?
We're going to play El Rayo de Luz. There's a percussionist living in New York named Rogero Boccato that does these rhythmic classes, and they're about superimposing two different rhythms.
A Brazilian percussionist.
Yeah. Superimposing not two different rhythms, but two different, let's say, rhythmic cells. They line up whenever they line up. It can be every two bars, or it can be, I don't know, in a long time, you know.
And can you just quickly break it down, either by clapping or?
It's like, it's like a long cell. And the other thing is like doing quarter notes. So it's like kind of, and can keeping that for a long time, and then at some point they line up. For some people, it's confusing.
Well, I suppose we have to ask the drummer, Daniel Dorr from Tel Aviv, if the rhythm was confusing.
I was just going to say that with Marta's compositions, like, we've been playing for, what I want to say, like 4 years?
Or more, yeah.
More. I'm still trying to tap into her musical mind. And these meters, the way that she sees them, they're still in some way a mystery to me. And I like that, you know, because I can just come to them without really knowing exactly what it is like in terms of the numbers, but I'm fascinated by it. I'm not sure actually what the rhythmic cells of this are.
Yeah.
But they're pretty.
Well, we appreciate the ambiguity. So let's hear it in practice. Thank you. Marta Sanchez and her quintet in our WBGO studio here on The Checkout. What's the name of that last piece?
It's called El Rayo de Luz, The Beam of Light.
The Beam.
The Beam, no?
Like beam. A light beam.
Like a light beam.
What's this fascination with this specific instrumentation of tenor saxophone, alto saxophone? It seems like you love writing parts for two saxophones specifically.
Yeah. Well, I started this band actually when I came to New York, like not long after I came here, because I felt like writing for a quintet. I felt like writing for more instruments. I wanted to have two horns, and I like the sound of the saxophones. I think it's warmer than having like a brass instrument, like a trumpet or a trombone. I can play with them a little bit more and getting confused about putting the tenor over the alto sometimes, and you know, make it like kind of the same sound or texture, you know.
Marta Sanchez, if you were single out one piece of music by the legend Debussy that you would choose, that you'd want someone to listen to, what piece of music would you point folks to?
I love his piano pieces because I grew up playing them, you know. I used to play this piece called Jardins du Plus, after Los Jardines de Agua. I basically love all the piano pieces, you know, all his music. I love his music in general.
Very good. And so this next tune you're going to share with us is inspired by Debussy, right?
Mm-hmm, it is.
What's it called?
Is it called nenúfar? That is the Spanish word for these flowers, lily.
Water lily.
Water lilies, yeah.
Thank you. Nenufar, how do you say that?
Nenufar, yeah, that was right.
Nenufar by the Marta Sanchez Quintet in our WBGO studio on the checkout. Beautiful music by Marta Sanchez. I was going to ask you, Roman Filiu, we got Santiago de Cuba representing, Tel Aviv representing, Daniel Dorr on drums, St. Louis, Missouri with Chris Cheek, and Montreal, Canada with our bass player, Rick Rosato. But Roman Filiu, I want to know from you as the alto saxophonist in this group, how does Marta Sanchez write for two saxophones? How do you see it?
I live in Madrid for 6 years. So we played together there. And when I moved here, it happened that she moved at the same time. So when she started the quintet, I started playing from the beginning. So there been a really big evolution on her music, like from since she's living here. So it's very challenging to play those parts. And the rhythm and also the way that she treats the horns is not like the traditional way that some composer treat the horn. So the register is different. Maybe a part that I should write it for soprano, she write it for the alto. And also the same thing that Chris, sometimes the tenor over the alto, but I find more challenging the rhythm, actually, because the rhythm is the essential thing. But it's lovely too, the final result. At the beginning, we struggle, we try to play, we don't always do it perfectly, but the final result, when we play the whole counterpoint, it has a different result. She treats the piano as another melodic instrument. It's always we playing something against her. It's not chords. It's like three voices talking. And then you have to see where we catch each other. She treats the piano like another horn almost. So yeah. Sometimes we have to be listening to her because she had the main melody, no? So at the time that you figure out what's happening, you know, it takes a while. You have to play the music more and more.
Nobody's like playing the beat, you know, so mm-hmm. you have to, you know, it's hard to feel the beat till you know the music, you know.
All right, well, speaking about complicated rhythm, I understand you're a fan of Square Pusher and other sort of modern electronic music to come out of the UK in the mid-90s. Like you said, sort of thinking about rhythm in terms of cells. You can't really apply specific numbers to these things. You named your last album Danza Impossible, and you sort of came up with that horn figure, sort of the delay of the two horns, one yeah. slightly behind the other, yeah. as kind of an electronic effect that you heard. And so this next piece and final piece you're going to share with us is also inspired from a source of electronic music of some kind.
Yeah, kind of like having different things that are coming up or something that is stable during the whole time, and then there are other layers or rhythms.
Okay, well, let's listen to it.
Thank you.
Gorgeous. Awesome. Beautiful stuff. Mata Sanchez and her quintet. Thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your new music. This is fabulous.
Thanks for having us.
And again, that's Rick Rosato on bass, Chris Cheek on tenor saxophone, Daniel Dorr on drums, Roman Filiu on alto saxophone, Marta Sanchez, the pianist and composer. Look out for her new recording coming on Fresh Sound, new talent. And yes, go to our website right now. Check out jazz.org, wbgo.org, and watch our multi-camera video of her performance in our studio. Special thanks to Corey Goldberg on our music mix, Chris Tobin on video. Thank you, Marta, again, for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Original music by the pianist and composer Marta Sanchez from her brand new recording El Reo de Luz. The Marta Sanchez Quintet performing Parmigiano. And we thank her for joining us and bringing her band in our WBGO performance studio. We actually have video of this performance, and we suggest that you go and watch it right now on our website, checkoutjazz.org. Again, with her in our studio, Daniel Dorr on drums, Rick Rosado on bass, Marta Sanchez, the pianist, composer, band leader, Chris Cheek, tenor saxophone, Roman Filiu on alto saxophone. And if you listen to this podcast in time, she performs with her quintet celebrating her new release, El Reo de Luz, at Birdland in New York City, Thursday, December 5th. Follow us on social media to keep tabs on everything we do. At Checkout Jazz is our Twitter handle. We have a Facebook page. You can find me on Instagram. And of course, subscribe to the podcast. And if you're there already on Apple Music or